Center or balance your body and get comfortable sitting or laying down, whichever you prefer. And take in a deep breath, slowly. And exhale slowly. Inhale again, and this time hold your breath for a few seconds. And exhale slowly. Take in another deep breath. Hold it for a few seconds. And exhale slowly. And begin consciously using your breath to slow yourself down. As you hold each inhale as long as you comfortably can, maybe a little longer than the last, and you release each exhale a little more slowly. As if you're slowing time. And suspending yourself in space. Forgetting about what's just passed. Or what lies ahead. Letting yourself enjoy this moment, right now. Paying attention to each moment as it passes. Breath after breath. Until you become so relaxed that your breathing takes its own rhythm. Feel a sense of peacefulness moving throughout your body and mind. You're not caring about where you've been or where you'll be. You're just being attentive to this place. To the pleasant music in the background. Sound of my voice. And it's wonderful how we can use our breath to bring ourselves to a peaceful place. Consciously slowing ourselves down. To a place where our breath follows our intention. And brings us back to our center. If you like, you can invite your personal spiritual connection or higher power to join and guide you on our journey today. And feel yourself being gently wrapped in a soft cloak of love and light for the trip. Now we can begin to consciously use our breath to open up and activate our chakra energy centers. We carry on a constant exchange of energy with the universe through our breath. When we do this consciously, we can expand our ability to feel. We can give our personal energy permission to move and express itself. We can literally breathe ourselves alive. Focus your attention now on your first chakra, right at the base of your spine. Does it feel large or small? Does it appear to be vibrant and healthy? It's from this energy center that we gain our grounding and our sense of comfort and safety in our bodies. A vibrant and healthy first chakra reflects our full acceptance of life on earth in a body. Is your first chakra operating at optimum level? Or is part of you resisting being here? Pull in a slow, deep breath all the way down to the base of your spine and consciously follow it down. Note how far your breath can go and exactly where the blocks or slowdowns are. Continue breathing into the places where the breath is inhibited. Acknowledging the resistance as you gently but firmly push through. And as you move your breath through the blocks, allow any emotions or memories that have been held there to come up. Perhaps your first experiences in your body were unpleasant or frightening. Perhaps you've had problems with your health. Perhaps you've been in environments that weren't safe. Perhaps you have fear that your basic needs won't be met. Perhaps you're just angry or sad that God made you come here at all. Each one of these blocks represents a time or experience when you just stopped breathing and said no to being here. Inhale light and send the new message with your breath that these experiences are in your past and you've already survived them. You're free to move on now. Take a deep breath all the way down and send the message yes to your body. Yes to living in this wonderful body that allows you to feel, to manifest, to experience life. Feel how your first chakra responds to this message. Leave your first chakra with the energy moving in a circle and know that it will continue to move, operating at the optimum level for whatever is happening. You don't have to direct it. All you have to do is say yes and breathe. And now focus your attention on your second chakra, just below your navel. Breathe into it. Is there a color associated with it? Does it appear bright or dark? It's from this chakra that we gain our passion for life. The awe, the enthusiasm, personal creativity, the things that keep life exciting and fun. A sense of well-being. And a feeling of worthiness to be here. A strong second chakra reflects our ability to feel pleasure. And allows us to relate to others in a healthy way. Is your second chakra operating at optimum level? Or is part of you resisting joy? Pull a slow, deep breath all the way down into your belly and consciously breathe into any place where the breath is inhibited. Gently but firmly pushing through each block. And allow any emotions or memories to come up as you lovingly move through. Perhaps someone told you that pleasure is bad or dangerous. Perhaps you were not nurtured by those who should have been there for you. Perhaps you were betrayed. Abused. Hurt. Perhaps you've judged yourself and decided that you don't deserve to be happy. Each one of these blocks represents a time or experience when you stopped breathing and said no to your passion for life. Inhale light and send the message with your breath that it's your birthright to feel the vibration of life pulsing through your body every day. Continue breathing into your second chakra until it begins spinning and emitting its own light. Take a deep breath into your second chakra and say yes to life. I choose to participate in every experience. And as the breath permeates any dark or dense spots on your second chakra, feel your enthusiasm for life returning. You're free to forgive what needs to be forgiven and forget what ought to be forgotten. You can reclaim that childlike joy as you remember that anything is possible and miracles happen all the time. And now focus your attention on your third chakra, in the center of your solar plexus. Is there a color associated with it? Is it a bright or dark color? Does it feel large or small? Strong or weak? It's from this chakra that we gain our personal power and inner strength. A strong and balanced third chakra reflects our sense of who we are and what we can do during our time here. Is your third chakra spinning at optimum level? Or is part of you resisting your power? Pull in a slow, deep breath right into your solar plexus and consciously breathe into any place where the breath is resisted. Allow any emotions or memories to come up as you lovingly move your breath through. Perhaps you grew up in an environment where you were shamed or dominated. Perhaps it didn't feel safe to be yourself. Or did you decide that being yourself was just not enough? Breathe light into your third chakra and notice if there's any resistance. Does it feel safe to be seen? Does it feel safe to be you? Take a deep breath into the center of your third chakra and send the message yes to your power. Feel a new sense of confidence spreading as you realize that you are an important part of what's happening now. and you can make a big difference in what happens next. Invite your higher self and your spiritual connection to guide you as you learn to accept and use wisely the power that's yours in every moment that you say yes and breathe. And now focus your attention on your fourth chakra, your heart center, in the middle of your chest. Notice the size and any color associated with it. Does it appear bright or dark? Open or closed? It's this energy center that allows us to love deeply. To feel compassion. It's at this center between the upper and lower chakras where we can gain a balance and integrate the opposites of this world of duality. Mind and body. Male and female. Essence and shadow. Separation and oneness. Your heart has its own intuitive intelligence, and it perceives differently from the mind. It seeks connection while the mind seeks separation. Is your fourth chakra operating at optimum level, or is part of you resisting love? Breathe light into your fourth chakra and allow yourself to feel and acknowledge any resistance or blocks. And welcome any emotions or memories that come up as you lovingly use your breath to soften your heart and dissolve the old defenses. They're just attempts to protect your heart from being hurt. But as you can see, they also prevent your heart from receiving light and love. Perhaps you weren't given the unconditional love that every child needs. Perhaps you were abandoned or betrayed. Perhaps you're frightened about what's happening in the world today. That you might be overwhelmed if you allowed yourself to really experience your feelings. But feel again the soft buffer of the protective cloak that you're wearing, and patiently continue breathing in light and energy. As the resistance dissolves and relaxes, you may begin to feel the aching relief of a heart that's been locked up or held back too long. Like feet that are released from shoes that are too small. As each breath expands your heart chakra, you're able to receive and feel the unconditional love that's been surrounding you since the moment you were conceived. Your higher self and spirit guides are dancing with joy as you free your heart. You know now that you were never abandoned. And never alone. Take a deep breath into the center of your fourth chakra and send the message yes to love. Feel your heart's joy as a wave of compassion and light floods in the moment you breathe and say yes. Let your breath continue strengthening the connection to your heart chakra while you turn your focus to the fifth chakra, your throat chakra. Does it feel open or closed in your throat? Begin breathing through your mouth. It's this energy center that allows us to speak and express ourselves. It also rules the ears so that we can listen to the communication of others. And form truthful, open relationships. From this center, we're able to experience the world through the vibration of sound. Through music or language. A healthy fifth chakra helps us to convey thoughts, feelings, and visions of beauty to others. It gives us clarity and creativity in our expressions. Pull a slow, deep breath into your throat, consciously breathing into any blocks or slowdowns. And as you exhale, you can allow a sound to emerge. Notice any blocks or resistance to allowing yourself to release a sound. Continue loving encouragement as you breathe in light through your mouth, expanding your channel of communication and pushing your sound out with your exhale. Welcome any emotions or memories that come up as you use your breath to open this channel wider. Perhaps you grew up in a world where it wasn't safe to speak. Perhaps you were lied to. Perhaps you were punished for making noise. Were teased or laughed at for saying the wrong thing. Or perhaps you feel it doesn't matter what you say. Open the channel between your heart and fifth chakra. Can you trust yourself to speak your truth from a loving place? Take a deep breath into the center of your fifth chakra and send the message yes to your voice. And feel your spirit begin to sing as soon as you say yes. Now let your focus move up to your sixth chakra, your third eye, a little bit above the point right between your eyebrows. Does it appear bright or dark? Open or closed? It's this energy center that gives us insight. Imagination. Focus. A healthy sixth chakra helps us to see what's real and to manifest our visions. Breathe light into your sixth chakra and notice any cloudiness or blocks. Welcome any emotions or memories that come up as you use your breath to penetrate the blocks. Patiently allowing time to adjust to the increased light. Perhaps you made an early decision that it was better not to see everything. Perhaps it was just too painful or overwhelming. Confusing. Call your spiritual connection to be with you now as you continue to dissipate the fog, sending light with the message, "I'm willing to see now." When your full breath reaches your sixth chakra, you may be able to look out your third eye. Let yourself go to a recent situation when you've been confused or felt stuck with no good options. Focus on this situation as you breathe into your third eye. And allow yourself to see the bigger picture. Feel your consciousness expand with each breath. The parameters of the situation expand, and you see that there's more to it than you thought. You you have more space to move in. New possibilities light up. Take a deep breath into the center of your sixth chakra and send the message yes to your vision. Feel a new sense of confidence and security that comes with expanded perception. Let your focus move to your seventh chakra, your crown chakra, located right at the top of your head. Can you sense or feel it? Does it appear bright or dark? Feel open or closed? Do you sense a flow of energy? This chakra is our portal to the greater world beyond. To a timeless, spaceless place of all-knowing. A healthy seventh chakra brings us wisdom, spiritual connection, and bliss. It's our door to the divine. Breathe into your seventh chakra and notice if the breath can pass up and out freely. If it feels blocked, gently breathe into the block with the intention to open the channel between you and universal awareness. Welcome any emotions or memories that come up as you gently open or expand this door to the infinite. Feel compassion for any part of you that's resisting renewed connection to the divine. Perhaps you were forced to worship in a judgmental or unforgiving church. Perhaps you were lied to or abused in the name of God. Perhaps you decided it was safer to hide behind a wall of intellectualism. Or a rigid religious structure. Or perhaps you're just mad at God because you feel you've been left here alone. When your breath is increasingly able to move in and out of your seventh chakra, you may be able to sense your cosmic connection to something much bigger than yourself. Let yourself become aware of a channel of light that goes from your seventh chakra up as far as you can see or imagine. As you give your permission for energy, information, and guidance to move freely through this channel. You may feel a sense of amazement and awe at the universal wisdom that is available to us if we just breathe and say yes. Take a deep breath now into your seventh chakra and send the message yes to God. Send the message, I accept what you send me without resistance. Feel a new sense of peace spreading through your body as you begin to sense the perfection of all that is. Just as it is. Once you've accepted things as they are, there is nothing more to resist, and you can begin to feel the connection between you and all of life. The air that you're pulling in has been circulating for eons and has touched every other living being on the planet. When you surrender your resistance to God, each breath brings access to all of the wisdom and beauty and creativity that ever was or will be. Feel the energy running freely through your body from top to bottom. As you breathe in and out now, each breath rebalances you inside and out. Feel yourself returning to your natural state of health, power, wisdom, and connection to spirit. And know that this process will continue as long as you continue to breathe and say yes to life. And thank your spiritual connection for being with you every step of your journey here. Patiently guiding you back home to your center. You can keep the cloak and feel it wrapped around you any time you breathe and say, I am never alone. Feel your body, mind, and spirit realigning themselves with each conscious breath. Feel the sense of strength and love that comes from saying yes to yourself. Yes to your experience here. Feel the energy of joy and excitement that are free to run through your body now that you've remembered what you knew when you came here. That anything is possible and miracles happen all the time. I'm going to count to three now and you can begin to breathe yourself back into your body. One, start to feel yourself coming back into the place where we started. Two, refreshed and relaxed and very happy to be you. And three, open your eyes and see a brighter world. Move your body. Drink some water. Give yourself a few minutes to ground yourself on the planet, feeling the new energy alignment in your body. And when you're ready, move on out into your life and see what's changed.